tell you three things that will produce good results in conversation. Maybe not in the short term, but always in the long term, which is what matters anyway. Number one, let go of the outcome. Or maybe a different way of saying this is, let there be a different outcome. And let the outcome be that you say what you truly need to say, regardless of how somebody else takes it. Now, this is not permission for you to be mean. This is not permission for you to be impolite or inconsiderate or disrespectful. It's just shifting how you think about human interaction and realizing that your responsibility for the outcome is for the outcome to be that you did speak the truth with respect. So number one is let go of the outcome. You can't control other people anyway. You cannot control what they think, how they feel, what they do, or what they say about you. That is completely out of your control. So you let go of that. Step two. Get out of your head and into your heart. How do you know the difference? We're extremely well trained to work out of our heads, aren't we? When we start learning the scientific method, for heaven's sake, in about the 8th grade, 6th grade, maybe down to the 4th grade by now, I don't know. But we learn how to be good problem solvers, right? Which means the part of our brain we're using is the frontal lobes right up here. We're exhausting the problem-solving part of our brain. And we know how to do that so well that we look at a situation and we turn it into a problem. So we can use the problem-solving techniques that we've learned so well to use. Does this make sense to anybody? Oh, we have a problem. Well, maybe we do, but most likely we don't. So we move out of that problem-solving mode in our heads and we move into our hearts. I'm going to show you how to do that right now. Put both feet on the floor. Rest your hands lightly on your knees. And if you're comfortable doing it, just close your eyes and take two or three really long, deep breaths. All the way from your navel. Breathe in. Count to three as you breathe in. And now count to three as you breathe out. Now as you do that one more time, I want you to imagine that all the thoughts that are flying through your head at lightning speed are settling. Just like sand to the bottom of a glass of water. Now continue to breathe all the way from your navel, very slowly. Put your hand over your heart. And just feel it beating. Realize that this heart started beating in the third week after your conception. And it is the last organ that will stop functioning when you die. It is the oldest, truest part of you. then in this very relaxed state, you think of the situation that is at hand. And you start a sentence with these words. What I truly need to say is. And you don't finish that sentence until your heart has a warmth from the words that come. And now when you're ready, you open your eyes, get back into the room. There's an organization in California called HeartMath. You can go on their website, heartmath.com. They've been doing research for about the last 12 or 15 years on the human heart. They say that the heart has a vibrational field that is many thousands of times stronger than the vibrational field of the brain. You are aware that we're all sending out vibrations, aren't you? That other people pick up vibes. That's what we call them, vibes. Someone walks into a room and you know whether they're friend or enemy or somewhere in between, but those are vibes before any word is spoken. So the heart's vibes are many thousands of times more powerful than the brain. So therefore, what's going on in your heart is really a lot more important than what's going on in your brain, where human interaction is concerned. HeartMath has also discovered that there's a tiny area of the brain that, of the heart, that works like a brain for the heart. And that the heart really does think with this little brain in the heart. And then if we tune into that, it can direct our actions. Question?
Are you saying HeartMath?
HeartMath. Thank you for asking. Math. HeartMath. Just like the abbreviations for mathematics. HeartMath. Okay, so that's step number two. We'll come back to that in a minute. I'll give you more of an illustration. But let's get the third step in. And the third step is, say what you truly need to say. And these words will come not from an angry or an impatient or a fearful state of mind, but they will come from the energy of the heart, which is loving and respectful and kind. And those are the three steps. And that's what you'll hear on workplaceaudios.com if you tune in for a review of this session.